The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Juwan Jennings, free agent profile. The 28-year-old former Tennessee Volunteer and San Francisco 49ers wide receiver is set to hit free agency. And although he's not my top choice on the market, he might actually be the best and most perfect fit for the Tennessee Titans for multiple reasons that we're about to get into. We're breaking down Jennings' strengths and weaknesses, projected role in his next offense, and the market value contract he might be looking to sign. What's up, everyone? Justin Mello, Justin Graver here for the Music City Audible, talking Juwan Jennings' free agent profile. This is our third receiver profile. If you missed Wandale Robinson and Romeo Dubs, go back and check them out. We got two more coming out later this week. We got one more coming out later this week, Breece Hall yesterday. So, Justin, as we get into Juwan Jennings, I said he might be the most perfect fit out of all the free agent wide receivers. Where do you come down on Jennings? As we talk about Wandale Robinson being my favorite, we talk about Romeo Dubs being your favorite. Is Juwan Jennings sort of a forgotten man on our show?
I think he's somewhere in the middle. I think he's a good player, consistent player, gets open, catches the football, lacks ideal elite physical traits, I guess, if you would. But he's carved out a really productive career for himself. I mean, ever since that Super Bowl was where he threw a touchdown and he caught a touchdown, that kind of felt like his official coming out party. But the cool thing about Juwan Jennings, in my opinion, is it wasn't a one-off, right? Like, he built that momentum for himself and carried it over to enjoy the most productive years of his career after that Super Bowl moment. So, really good football player. Is he going to hit the market? I mean, I tend to think so. I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with the 49ers cap situation. They definitely need wide receivers, so that's an issue. Like, you would think they'd like to keep him. They're cutting ties with Brandon Ayuk this offseason after a very public, messy, breakup. They've got Ricky Pearsall, who's, effective when healthy, but he's had his issues. There's not really much else in that room, right? So they'd love to keep Juwan Jennings. They're very likely, or it's very popular for them to take a receiver in the first round of most mock drafts that you're reading out there. So they might just say, hey, we can't afford to keep this guy, and we're just going to try to replace him through the draft. So I do think he's likely to hit the market. And if he does, he's going to be one of the best available receivers in free agency. So naturally, the Titans are going to be one of those teams that are, shortlisted, if you will, as a perfect fit, because they obviously need a receiver, a veteran receiver in free agency. And then once you add the Tennessee Volunteers connection to the equation, you're going to see this a lot, Juwan Jennings to the Titans mock scenarios.
I thought you were going to say once you add the Robert Saleh connection. Obviously, well, Robert Saleh, 49ers DC last year, Juwan Jennings final year in San Francisco. And if anyone knows Juwan Jennings, and they talked about, George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey and all these guys talked about how much more time Robert Saleh spent with the offense last year as he prepared himself for his second head coaching opportunity. If Juwan Jennings, there's reports that he has extremely hard work ethic and, is a gritty, tough, physical player who practices hard. If all that is true, Robert Saleh will know it, and he will advocate to bring that culture-building type of presence into the Titans' locker room. Talk about the 49ers cap situation. They have, right now, according to Spotrac, $22.5 million in cap space. This is their book. This is what's on the books for them. If you look at the top, most of the top contracts on their roster have way more dead cap than cap hit for this coming season, meaning that they can't simply just cut guys and free up cap space the way a lot of teams around the league can. Now, they can obviously sign extensions and restructures and push some of this money down the road, but they do have a lot of money tied up, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to afford somebody like Juwan Jennings, who you mentioned that Super Bowl. This is the stats from that playoff run for Juwan Jennings over those three games. Totaled 10 catches for 111 yards and a touchdown. Not eye-popping numbers over three games, but for a guy who was, you know, the number three, number four receiver, yeah. And then, as you mentioned, broke out really in the Super Bowl.
And he
was
threw
like,
a touchdown. For he the threw first... a touchdown in that game in the Super Bowl.
Yes, and for the first like three quarters of that game when San Francisco was going back and forth between like a three-point lead and a tie game, Jennings was like... People were talking about this. Is this the Super Bowl MVP if the game ended right now? And that, and then obviously the Chiefs came back and won that Super Bowl. So no, he was not the Super Bowl MVP, but he really did, as you said, break out after that. It was the following season where he set career highs, the 2024 season, 77 catches, 975 yards and six receiving touchdowns, career highs in catches and yards. And he only started 10 games that following year, played in 15 games again this past season, another steady season. It was a little bit of a step back, but sort of settling in maybe to where he would remain if he stayed in San Francisco. 643 yards and nine touchdowns this past year, which is a great number.
Career high in touchdowns. You talked about him being sort of gritty, hard worker in practice. I mean, I would assume that's the case for a seventh round pick. Like he went like 217th overall. To outproduce that draft slot the way that he has, to position himself for going to make a lot of money on the open market, we're projecting. I think you've probably got to be a bit of a gritty, hard worker, right? And reminds me of like a better Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who, by the way, was just cut by the Miami Dolphins. That did not go well at all for him and the change of scenery that he went to go look for in Miami. But back to Juwan Jennings, obviously. You mentioned that the grittiness, the practice habits, the familiarity with Robert Saleh, and you look at the way that Mike Borgonzi's want to build this team with, you know, tough guys, culture leaders. He can block, by the way, on the edge, something they don't have at wide receiver at all, or they didn't have this past year in the room. It just feels like a good fit, right? Like the type of guy that I think both Mike Borgonzi and Robert Saleh would love to add to this locker room and specifically to this, you know, wide receiver position group.
Yeah, and as a seventh round pick, somebody like you said who had to really earn their spot in the offense, yeah, their role in the offense, and continue to sort of get better every season. That's the kind of story I think that Mike Borgonzi would want to tell the rest of the locker room, that it doesn't matter where you're picked or how you got here. If you perform, you're going to get rewarded, and the way you perform is you work hard and create your own success. And I think that's what Juwan Jennings did. Now, when it comes to blocking, I think that this is his standout skill, actually. He's a very physical. He's 6'3", 212 pounds. And actually, Justin, if you sort PFF run blocking, I'll go back to 2023, PFF run blocking for wide receivers. Juwan Jennings, 2023, third best run blocking grade. 2024, third best run blocking grade those two seasons. Now, this past season, he played the most snaps he's ever played. We all saw San Francisco's run game take a step back as Christian McCaffrey struggled to run, you know, into the back of his offensive line for 3 yards a carry, it felt like, every single week. Jennings' run blocking grade suffered quite a bit this past year, fell all the way down to 120th in the NFL. But you look at the larger sample size where he was a really, really good top three in the NFL run blocker for two straight seasons. And I think we can say last year, the whole 49ers running attack just seemed like, yeah, it was kind of broken. And I'm not going to hold that run block grade against him. He is a physical outside receiver. That's the other thing about Juwan Jennings, is that he's a versatile guy. His career slot usage percentage is at 45%. First three seasons in the NFL, he was over 53%, over 59% two seasons. Last season, he was down to a 29.0% slot percentage, playing 71% of his snaps from the boundary. So got his start really in San Francisco, playing a lot of that big slot physical role, a guy who can like block linebackers and cut in from the edge of the line of scrimmage, almost like a tight end. This past year, lots of injuries to San Francisco's wide receiving room. Ricky Pearsall gets hurt. They traded, obviously, Deebo Samuel. And Brandon Ayuk, coming off a major injury before, like wasn't even around the building. Like Kyle Shanahan said he hadn't even seen him or spoke to him for months or so. Some weird. So Juwan Jennings changes his role. He's no longer the slot guy. He goes and plays on the boundary for 71% of snaps. That's what the Titans need. The Titans need a big physical X wide receiver. And like you said, they need physicality. You talked about this when we were doing the Wandale Robinson episode. They need physicality on the outside because the guys they have, even Elik Iemanu, who's a big bodied guy, can sometimes get a little pushed around. I think, like, obviously as a rookie, he has things to work on, and that's one of them, and maybe he'll get better at it. But bringing Jennings in as a guy that can be physical, can line up on the outside, can move to the slot, can run all these different receiver alignments because he's done it in the Kyle Shanahan system. Moving into Brian Daboll's offense where the receivers are going to be moved around like that, I think it's a great fit. And the other side of this is the durability. We saw what Mike Borgonzi prioritized in free agency in his first go around. And you look at Jennings' career, I mean, 16 games, 16 games, 13 games, 15 games, 15 games. Yeah, he's missed a handful of games, but never really missed a lot of time, plays through injury, tough guy. It's exactly the type of player that Mike Borgonzi wants to sign. And that's why I think he's such a good fit. Connection to Robert Saleh, the durability that Mike Borgonzi is looking for, the physical blocking ability, versatility. It sounds a lot like what they think of what they describe as the ideal Tennessee Titan and a guy they want to reward with a free agent contract. The hangup for me, Justin, is the projected market value, but yeah, we'll get to that in a second. On his fit with Tennessee, I feel like it couldn't be more perfect.
No, I mean, I'm with you. Look, he's tough. He's physical. He's gritty. He blocks. He's big. He could play on the outside. He could play on the slot. No, I think he'd probably play outside here. I think the Titans have enough guys. Like, you know, Shimure Dike can play the slot. If they keep Calvin Ridley, for example, he's not exactly a press man coverage beater, so he's more of a slot guy than Juwan Jennings is. So I would project him playing outside in this system. But the Titans need a guy out there. Like you said, they need a big physical X. I heard some members of this fan base going, what about Elik Iemanu? Some of you probably yelled at the screen. They just cannot build this wide receiver room in a way that they're overly reliant on Elik Iemanu. He was, you know, good as a rookie. Okay, maybe even just okay Elik Iemanu, I think I would even say. Outproduced the draft slot, but also disappeared for stretches. The Titans are serious about building this wide receiver room. They cannot have Elik Iemanu enter training camp as a top three option in the starting lineup. I say starting lineup because, you know, 11 personnel is pretty dominant nowadays for most NFL offenses. A guy like Juwan Jennings would be an upgrade, I think, on Iemanu. Probably take away a lot of those reps on the outside. But I do want to get into projected market value now because it's expensive.
Absolutely. There's a few, he has other things, Jennings, other things going for him we didn't even really mention. I mean, contested catch guy at 6'3", 58% success rate on contested catches for the course of his career. He's a big red zone threat. We mentioned the 9 touchdowns last season, and he actually has better yards after catch for a guy who ran, what, like a 4.7 40 coming out of the draft. 4.72, I should say. 5.2 yards per catch over the last 5.2 yards after catch per reception over the last 2 seasons is, you know, that's pretty good. It's higher than I think most people would have expected. But yes, the market value is eye-opening. It's a shocking number. And maybe this is just a reflection of where the receiver market is going and this expanding salary cap. But Juwan Jennings, Spotrac has him projected a 3-year contract at just under $68 million total. That's $22.6 million average annual salary, comparable to like a Cortland Sutton, who's making $23 million a year, comparable to Calvin Ridley, who's making $23 million a year on a contract that many Titans fans think was too high. And many analysts, when Calvin Ridley signed with Tennessee, said they overpaid him. Well, if you're overpaying Calvin Ridley at that number, who had multiple 1,000-yard seasons under his belt, you look at Juwan Jennings' production. I mean, his career high wasn't even this past year, and it's only 975 yards in a season. So for a guy who's not even a 1,000-yard guy, who's not a true, like, premier wide receiver hitting the market, certainly even if he came to Tennessee, even if you think of him as a guy with untapped potential because he was in a crowded wide receiver room in San Francisco in a run-heavy offense that didn't throw the ball as much as, you know, it's not like he was playing with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, right, where they're throwing the ball 650 times in the season. So the opportunity's not quite as prevalent. Maybe he's a guy just rearing to break out with his next team. Even so, that range for the contract is kind of crazy to me for the production he has. You're really projecting him into like a borderline wide receiver one, top end wide receiver two role with that kind of money. And as high, I do love Juwan Jennings, a player, and I think he'd be a great fit in Tennessee. I don't think he's a wide receiver one. I hesitate to even say he's a high-end wide receiver two. To me, he's like a wide receiver two in the low end, really good wide receiver three, maybe even like, maybe that's too offensive to call him a wide receiver three. Maybe he is just in that wide receiver two range, at least where he signs his next contract, he will be. And again, in San Francisco, he wasn't because there's so many mouths to feed in that offense, including George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey in the passing game, by the way. But I don't know if I could stomach almost $23 million a year for this guy. As much as I think he'd be a great fit, this is one of the reasons he, like, I have Wandale Robinson rated higher than him for the Titans. You have Romeo Dubs rated higher than him for the Titans. Part of the reason for those two guys being higher is the expected contract they're going to sign is lower than Juwan Jennings, and they've been more productive in their careers. Last thing I'll put on screen here is the free agent projection wide receivers on SpoTrack. Number one at the top of the list for projected market value is George Pickens, who's probably not even going to hit the market at $30 million, over $30 million a year. Cowboys expected to franchise tag him. They might trade him or they might just pay him. Juwan Jennings is number two, above Alec Pierce, above Wandale Robinson, above a lot of guys that probably won't hit the market like Rashid Shaheed. But yeah, it's just a crazy number, crazy big number.
So I'll be honest with you, as we probably prepare to close out this conversation, it's a high number. There's no doubt about it. But I feel like it probably is an accurate number. We've reached the point in the NFL where we've got a $40 million wide receiver. Jamar Chase's extension is worth $40 million per year. So Juwan Jennings might be worth about half of that. Yeah, I could see it, you know, in a, first of all, a rising salary cap, right? Like the numbers got, ever since Jamar Chase signed $40 million, the cap's going up again, which, and the market at receiver is inflating. So it's obviously not apples to apples per se, right? And then you factor in paying the free agency tax, but with a bunch of desperate teams looking for help at a position where there's not going to be a lot of help available. We're talking what? Juwan Jennings, Wandale Robinson, Romeo Dubs. I don't think George Pickens hits. I agree. I don't think Alec Pierce hits the market. Rashid Shaheed's not going to hit the market. I don't think Mike Evans even hits the market. Maybe he stays in Tampa. I hope he stays in Tampa. I can't picture him anywhere else. Not a lot of options out there for teams that have a lot of money and they need help at the position. So can he get half of what the highest paid receiver in the NFL gets? Half-ish? I know it's a bit more than half. Yeah, I could see it. He gets $22 million a year, $23 million. I'm curious to see where the final number ends up. Maybe SpoTrack is way off here, but I think it's probably realistic. So, I'd have a hard time stomaching it, but it's what you gotta pay if you want to try to go get a semi-difference maker at the position in free agency. So we'll see. I think he's earned it, you know, based on what guys get in free agency. Well, Titans can be willing to get that aggressive for him. Is there better value to be had with someone like a Romeo Dubs, who we're predicting gets less than him? Even Robinson, we're predicting, you know, is going to get a few million less per year, which makes a big difference over the life term of a contract. So TBD, but I think that projection is probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's the going rate for a wide receiver too in today's NFL. I don't think, if you're the Titans, I don't think you can have Calvin Ridley and Juwan Jennings on the books for those two like similar-ish contracts they give you. I think if you go after somebody like Juwan Jennings, it's because you've cut Calvin Ridley before that guarantee roster bonus is due on like, I think, the fifth day of the new league year. So we'll see how the Titans attack this position. I do think Juwan Jennings is a great fit. I don't know if I would love him paying him that much, but they do have a ton of money. Maybe you just front load it, take a big cap hit in 2026, and the rest of the contract is like not that big of a cap hit because you've front loaded it when you have all this money this year. But again, just because you have a lot of cap space doesn't mean you should spend all your cap space. You can always roll it over into next year and keep some flexibility for, you know, late additions, trade deadline, etc., etc. But That'll do it for this one. Juwan Jennings, what do you think? Let us know in the comments. Remember to like this video, subscribe to the channel. Again, we got Wandale Robinson out already. Romeo Dubs out already. Breece Hall out already. Tomorrow, we're doing Kenneth Walker. So free agent profiles are expanding on this page. And if you like that stuff, check out our content for more and subscribe. All right, until next time, y'all stay safe out there and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.